Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We saw that the news on Instagram, basically they're going to change their algorithms to make the content that teenagers see more PG-13. But how do you know the kids aren't on your account? Or maybe they get by age. I don't understand if any of this stuff ever going to work. And I want to talk a little space program stuff too. Our good buddy Lon Seidman from Lon.TV, always love to catch up with Lon. How are you, sir?
I am well. Great to catch up.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too. Let's start with Instagram. What is Meta doing here?
So what they're doing now is they're having AI essentially look at every post and determine its age appropriateness. And if it's determined that it's beyond the PG-13 movie rating is kind of what their comparative is, they will limit that post's reach to accounts that are teen accounts. And then, I think we talked about this back in April when they are now also applying age detection technology to the user to try to figure out what age they are if they're lying about it. So I think the bottom line for Instagram creators is that if you are making content that goes beyond a PG-13 type of rating, if it was a movie, that the reach of that content will be limited.
Do we know if that's working? Like, do we know if it's actually working?
It's early on. I will say the age detection technology has created some issues. There's been a number of younger Instagram users who've had their accounts suspended because Instagram thought they were posting, child endangerment kind of material. So they've been, it's worked for most of the content, but not all of it. And there's usually people that get caught up in misidentifications.
How does this fall? Like the algorithms, they're not necessarily evil, but they're always intended to maximize impressions and eyeballs and this and that to maximize revenue. Are there censorship issues here or like, is there full support?
There could be. And that's the problem is that a lot of times when you get misidentified, it's really difficult to appeal it. Just the other day, there was on YouTube, there was a space channel that got taken down for posting dangerous things. Maybe they had explosions in the videos that the algorithm thought were explosive tutorial videos, perhaps, that would not be appropriate for the platform. And it took, almost an act of Congress to get this guy back on the platform. And more often than not, you have to really go out and beg and plead other large creators to get the attention of the people at the company who have the power to override it, because in many cases the appeal is going to a computer, not right. to an actual person that looks at it. So it's not perfect. I think from their percentages that they look at statistically, it's probably a small percentage of content, but if your business is on one of these platforms and you're the one that falls into that 1%, it's not a very good place to be, unfortunately.
I got one question on this, and maybe I've been beating around the bush a little bit. We're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV, because part of me is like, in the end, does Mark Zuckerberg really care about our kids and what they see? And in the past, I felt like they've made changes that are window dressing, but essentially they're still moving forward with all the stuff that, that makes them money and doesn't necessarily protect our kids from anything we might want them protected. Are these changes substantive, or is it window dressing?
I think they're substantive to some degree, you know, and they're reacting perhaps to states threatening to regulate them more heavily. So to that extent, yes, they're so substantive, but it is because it impacts the bottom line. And one of the things that Facebook, you know, now Meta, always had as a corporate policy, which is to push the envelope and then ask for forgiveness. So they go as far as they can. There's pushback. They roll back a little bit, and then they keep going. And that's been how he's operated since day one, and I think that's going to continue.
Talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV, that's his YouTube channel. He does a whole bunch of stuff, including product reviews and everything else, and it's a great spot to check out when you can. Can we transition a little bit to space?
Sure, absolutely. Quite a big week for space.
So there was a successful rocket test for the big SpaceX rocket that would propel people to the moon?
That's right. So it was successful in the sense that it got back to where they wanted it to go. And then exactly how far that success went will be in the data, which we unfortunately won't get a lot of access to. But yesterday, SpaceX did launch that major big rocket. That's their Starship, the 11th flight test of it. And what they're trying to do is get this rocket system back to up to full reusability. And that's what's going to require the moon mission, because they have to basically get this rocket launched and returned multiple times to fuel the spaceship that goes to the moon. And that's what SpaceX is aiming for here. And this is the end of this version of Starship. And then early next year, they'll have the new version that hopefully will perform better. But yeah, no, it performed everything that they expected it to do. I think they're still struggling with the thermal reentry system because the rockets have been coming back pretty beat up. So they, you know, will be working a lot on improving all of those factors. And I would say probably by the middle of next year, we'll probably see the first test of that full reusability where they try to get both pieces of the rocket back and on the pad over there in Texas.
Now, is that the only piece of news? You almost made it sound like there's other stuff going on.
Oh, there's just a lot. Yeah, there's a bunch of new rocket systems getting tested. So Blue Origin has a test flight coming up of their larger rockets. They did have one flight already, but this one they're expecting to have more come from that. There's a company called Rocket Lab that is in the process of soon testing their next generation spacecraft. So there's a lot of commercial activity going on, and I think it's going to be, at least for next year, it's going to be, I think, a very big year for spaceflight, for sure.
Now, we're talking with Lon Seidman from Lon.TV. This is a self-indulgent question I've probably asked you before, but I think it bears repeating because our audience is different and there's turnover. I don't understand why 56 years ago we went to the moon, but somehow it's so difficult to figure out how to do it now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. I think what it is if you look at how they got to the moon, it was the height of 1960s technology. You would not build that tech again today, right? So to get to the moon, you almost have to reinvent everything that got you there in the first place, because you want to go there and stay there. And that's, I believe, the mission. At least it changes between every presidential administration, but the mission would be to go there and stay there. And it requires more reusability to make it affordable. If you look at the Saturn V rocket, it all got tossed away except for the capsule at the top. So, you know, to get to that reusability point, it requires tremendous amounts of engineering, and that's what SpaceX has been investing in. And
so they could do it. Your point is they could do it pretty quickly, but because it was such like a moonshot, if you will, back then, money was no object, but now you have to have sustainability.
You have to have sustainability. And if you think about it too, the public here is at blame as much, because once they got to the moon, the public lost interest, Congress lost interest by extension. And we went to something else, and that something else was a reusable spacecraft, which was the space shuttle, which wasn't as reusable as they planned it to be. So I think, what SpaceX is after now is you know, ultimate reusability, where 100% of your spaceship comes back. And I think that will make it a lot more affordable, to the point where it's not just the government that can afford to go. And that is where they want to end up. And for Elon Musk, who's driving SpaceX, and it's still a private company, he has really zero interest in the moon. He wants to go to Mars.
Right.
That's his destination. He wants to go to Mars. That's what started the company. So, you know, what's going to happen here is he's developing this rocket. Sure, he'll do what NASA wants him to do, but I think if he has the ability to get to Mars cheaply, he's going to go.
Well, yeah, and I mean, wouldn't you think that going to the moon would be a good first step in the effort to go to Mars, though?
I would think so, yeah. Because you can have a little base there and launch your rockets without having to have as much gravity to escape. But at the same time, you know, perhaps in his financial modeling, it's probably just as costly to do that than to go to Mars directly. So, but yeah, you know, I would imagine at some point they'll start planning the one-way trip to Mars. He's been talking about that, where, you know what, if you're done with life on Earth, you can be a pioneer on the Martian surface. So, yeah. You know, that's to be determined. But once they get this system worked out, really it's the cost of fuel to go to space. And that's a big change. And I think SpaceX is likely going to get there to some degree or another by the middle of next year, I think, the way things are going.
Wow. Lon, again, go to YouTube. If you actually punch in lon.tv on your browser, it'll take you to his YouTube channel. He's creeping up on 400,000 in terms of subscribers. So hopefully you get a couple out of this one, too. We appreciate it, as always, bud.
Thanks. Great being on.
All right. Lon Seidman, lon.tv. Always really good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.